We're going to begin this evening with a little inspiration from the Earth Charter, a remarkable declaration of fundamental principles for building a just, sustainable, and peaceful global society. I'd like to invite Rick Ingrassi, Program Director of the Whidbey Institute for Earth, Spirit, and the Human Future, to take it from here.
There we go. Okay. The Earth Charter seeks to inspire in all peoples a new sense of global interdependence and shared responsibility for the well-being of the human family and the larger living world. It is an expression of hope and a call to help create a global partnership at a critical juncture in history. One Earth, one human family, sharing responsibility. Tonight we're going to use some parts of the Earth Charter as an invocation for the evening to inspire us to look at some global civic civil values that we can use as one planetary culture to create a new world. I've invited some friends. This is Eliza, Margaret, Ellen, Anna, and Robert to help with the reading. And what we'll do is share a little bit from the preamble and then the principles of the Earth Charter in short form, and then we're going to end with the final sentence of the Earth Charter. There are copies of the Earth Charter, maybe not enough for all of you, this is a wonderful crowd tonight, available at our table out in the lobby, and I want to make sure that you know about the Earth Charter Community Summit here in Seattle at Bastyr University on Saturday, September 28th. You're all invited to come and essentially learn how to engage with the Earth Charter as a fundamental set of principles and values that you can work with and educate with in your community. So that's the Earth Charter Community Summit on Saturday, September 28th at Bastyr University. There are flyers with that information also out on the table. With that said, please relax and listen to the Earth Charter, a really beautifully written poetic piece of work that took over 10 years to come together. It involved consultation with 130 nations. It came out of the Rio Summit in 1992, and it was presented at the Johannesburg Summit just a couple of weeks ago. So this is really ready to move out into the world as a people's treaty and people's set of values, the Earth Charter.
We stand at a critical moment in Earth's history, a time when humanity must choose its future. As the world becomes increasingly interdependent and fragile, the future at once holds great peril and great promise. To move forward, we must recognize that in the midst of a magnificent diversity of cultures and life forms, we are one human family and one Earth community with a common destiny. We must join together to bring forth a sustainable global society founded on respect for nature, universal human rights, economic justice, and a culture of peace. Towards this end, it is imperative that we, the people of Earth, declare our responsibility to one another, to the greater community of life, and to future generations.
The Earth Charter Principles. Category 1. Respect and care for the community of life. Number 1. Respect Earth and life in all its diversity. 2. Care for the community of life with understanding, compassion, and love. 3. Build democratic societies that are just, participatory, compassionate, and love. 3. Build democratic societies that, number 4. Secure Earth's bounty and beauty for present and future generations.
Category 2, ecological integrity. Protect and restore the integrity of Earth's ecological systems, with special concern for biological diversity and the natural processes that sustain life. 6. Prevent harm is the best method of environmental protection, and when knowledge is limited, apply a precautionary approach. 7. Adopt patterns of production, consumption, and reproduction that safeguard Earth's regenerative capacities, human rights, and community well-being. 8. Advance the study of ecological sustainability and promote the open exchange and wide application of the knowledge acquired.
Category 3, social and economic justice. 9, eradicate poverty as an ethical, social, and environmental imperative. 10, ensure that economic activities and institutions at all levels promote human development in an equitable and sustainable manner. 11, affirm gender equality and equity as prerequisites to sustainable development and ensure universal access to education, healthcare, and economic opportunity. 12. Uphold the right of all, without discrimination, to a natural and social environment supportive of human dignity, bodily health, and spiritual well-being, with special attention to the rights of indigenous peoples and minorities.
Category 4, democracy, nonviolence, and peace. 13. Strengthen democratic institutions at all levels and provide transparency and accountability in governance, inclusive participation in decision-making, and access to justice. 14. Integrate into formal education and lifelong learning the knowledge, values, and skills needed for a sustainable way of life. 15. Treat all living beings with respect and consideration. 16. Promote a culture of tolerance, nonviolence, and peace.
Struggle for justice and peace, and the joyful celebration of life.
Thank you.